Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Well, it's great to have the whole crew back together again. Scotty seems to have missed the Glenmidden and come back off his son's cruise liners to join our motley band. That's the good news. The bad news is that he has brought that miserable old skinflint, the purser, back with him. Ah, well, you can't have it every way, I suppose. Maggie, of course, hasn't left his side since he returned, as we're about to find out.
Now, Scotty, my love, why don't I give your big manly shoulders a massage? My hands have been likened to two silky smooth peaches.
I dinna ken about peaches, but those fingers look like two bunches of bananas.
Oh, you love it, my pet. Now just take off your shirt so I can get some skin-on-skin contact.
You keep your hands off my summit. In fact, keep your hands to yourself. I'm no a piece of meat.
That's a pity, because I could tenderise you and get you ready for my pot.
Woman, just you keep your hands to yourself and mind my brisket. You're no getting near any of my meat. Come in, wherever you are, quick.
It's only me. Oh, sorry. If you're both busy, I can come back later.
You stay where you are.
It was Maggie I was looking for. The captain says he needs to see her in his office.
What could that be for?
Maybe it's for molesting innocent men, you big red-headed spurtle.
You loved every minute of it. I just got you to simmering point there when we were interrupted.
Now, why you got your chance, sir? I wasn't even on a peep. My gas mark wasn't even on one. Now, come on and see what old Nelly wants with you.
Maybe he wants a massage.
Aye, maybe.
And so Maggie, accompanied by the love of her life, makes her way to the captain's office, where she's about to hear some news that may just change her life forever.
Maggie, thanks for coming to see me. I've just had a missive from a lawyer in Oban regarding your good self.
I tell you, they've caught up with your molesting men.
Actually, it's good news, I think.
You think?
Well, the letter doesn't actually spell it out, but I would say, reading between the lines, that you've been left something in a will.
A will? But I don't know anyone who could have died. As far as I know, all my closest relations are dead already.
Maybe one of them's come back to haunt you.
All your relatives can't be dead, Maggie. You're always going on about such a large family. Surely one of them must still be alive.
But then drop dead.
Well, yes, I suppose so, Scotty.
Well, they wouldn't have left a will if they were still in the land of the living.
Well, I do have an extended family, all right.
Aye, a feather and a bike.
Scotty! No, I suppose I have about 5 dozen cousins. And then there are the second cousins. I think there's about 80 of them. And then there's the second cousins removed once and twice. Oh, and my sister at the convent.
Oh, jeez, I remember her. Sister Helen Wheels.
What a devoted woman she is. Her rosaries are the talk of the convent. But she can't be dead.
Oh, I know.
Because she's a nun. Do I have to spell out everything to you?
Anyway, Maggie, someone has died and you need to go and see this lawyer and find out the details. You could have been left thousands of pounds.
Yes, I could, couldn't I? But I don't want to go alone. What if it's some trick to get me into a locked room alone with this man? He could be a sex mechanic or an axe murderer.
Oh, well, you'd be well suited. You've got a face like a hatchet.
Maggie, if you want, I'm sure Scotty will go with you and look after you.
Oh, here, no way. I'm no going anywhere near a solicitor. I have a morbid fear of they creatures. I always think they're trying to get me to say things I didn't want to, like the one that put me in the jail.
Maggie, if you want, I'll come with you to the lawyers. I know how to handle them.
Oh, that would be very kind of you, Captain. Would you like a massage for your trouble?
Having refused the offer of the massage on the grounds of being allergic to the skin of women, the captain makes arrangements for the train journey to Oban to see the lawyer about Maggie's letter. We join them as they settle into the lawyer's office and Mr. Fleesum of the firm Fleesum and Grabbit.
Oh, thank you for coming over to Oban, Mrs. McClarty.
Miss McClarty. I never had the opportunity.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed that this was your husband.
No, I've never given her the opportunity.
Anyway, I'm sure you're wondering what all the fuss is about and why you are here. So let's get on with it. It appears your father's brother's wife's sister's husband's daughter's cousin's uncle has passed away. A Mr. Hughie McHugh.
Do you know him?
I remember my old grandmother and Bala telling us once of a Hughie that left the family fold to go and seek fame and fortune on the mainland.
Where did he go? Edinburgh? Glasgow? London?
Mossfield Park in Oban. You see, he was an undertaker and decided that more people die on the mainland than on the islands, especially in a town with his own distillery.
Indeed, a very good undertaker he was until...
Until?
Until the drink took over his life and he had no option but to become a crofter.
The shame of it.
He had quite a good little croft up on the outskirts, kept pigs. How he loved those pigs. They went everywhere with him. He never married.
That's a bit like you, Captain.
Except, of course, for the pigs.
Was he happy?
As happy as a pig in the proverbial. Anyway, he passed away 3 months ago, and we have been trying to make sense of his will. It was very erratic.
Captain, with all those pigs and a croft, he's probably left me thousands.
Let me read you the part of the will that concerns you. And to my nephews, cousins, fathers, brothers, sisters, cousins, daughter, Margaret McClarty, I betroth a priceless item from my croft. Something that has given me lots of pleasure through the years and hopefully will bring her some luck in finding a man. To Margaret McClarty, I leave my Austin Allegro, which was new in 1973 and goes like the clappers. A bit like her.
So what's he left me?
It sounds like he's left you a car, Maggie.
A car? But I can't drive. Can I have the money instead?
What a letdown. Maggie was expecting some cash, and all she got is a vintage car that she can't even drive. What will she do? How will she get it back to the ship? Why won't bleach kill 100% of germs instead of only 99%? Some of these questions will be answered next week, same time, same place, on the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.